are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Water is essential for life, and in baptism is the heart of transformation. It cleanses, purifies, and symbolizes rebirth. But there's so much more beneath that surface. Let's explore the rich symbolism of water in baptism and why this ancient element holds such powerful meaning. We are joined on the line by Pastor Ngwenya once again to help us unpack this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and greetings to you all listeners.
Thank you, Mfundisi. I hope that you're good.
God is.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, let us pray. Our kind loving Father in heaven, Lord, I'm so thankful that we can study your word again this day. Be with us. May God, the Holy Spirit, help us to understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And for we are speaking about all things baptism, and today we want to understand all things related to the symbolism of water. So why do you think water was chosen as the central symbol in baptism?
Thank you so much. Once again, we emphasize the importance of basing our discussions on the Bible, the norm of norms, and without norm. So we'll try to look at the verses that talk about it and get the answers to the questions. Water is a powerful symbol because of its life-giving and cleansing properties. In baptism, water represents purification, renewal, and rebirth, reflecting its ability to cleanse physically and spiritually. Then the Bible verse that we could, in chapter 5, verse 25 to 26, where just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Bible scholars see this as an allusion to the image of baptism. One can also study 1 Peter 3, verse 21, and Titus as well. All these emphasize this symbolism, the water of rebirth and the renewing of the power of the Holy Spirit through baptism. So it's an instrument that God has provided for us that reminds us of the importance of the process of purification.
Okay. So how can now the cleansing aspect of water, Mfundisi, relate to personal transformation in baptism?
I think as indicated yesterday, it hinges on the understanding of its symbol. Once a person understands its symbol and its significance, the meaning of it, that it's a commitment to a new life that is aligned to God's will, then the person commits himself to adopting values that align with God's word, accepts a lifestyle that aligns with the word of God. Mm. So that understanding itself gives a foundation and is a reminder that a person has begun a journey of transformation through the power of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
So when we're studying the Bible, Mfundisi, do we have other events, that can involving water that add to the depth of the symbolism in baptism? Are we also so what are those events that we can see that we can say they add to the symbolism using water?
Yeah, key biblical events like the great flood in Genesis 6-9, the crossing of the Red Sea, Exodus 14, and Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River, and hence the symbolic meaning of water in baptism. And then the biblical foundation for that is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. And I read, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, and were baptized through Moses in the cloud and in the sea." So there it is. There's biblical support for that. So those events, the great flood, the crossing of the Red Sea, and Jesus baptism emphasize that the symbolic application of baptism.
Okay, so how the symbol, how does now the symbolism of water in baptism resonate with our daily need for refreshment and renewal? I remember the pastor preaching this past Saturday at our church Sabbath. He preached on give us this daily bread. That was his thing, saying that it's a daily renewal, you know, that we do with God. So looking at it, how does the symbolism of baptism now resonate with our daily need for refreshment?
Thank you for calling our attention to that. Just as water is essential for sustaining life, baptism symbolizes ongoing spiritual nourishment and renewal. So this daily need for refreshment reflects our continuous and the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. That's what those are the lessons that we pick. And then one could read Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5. Where Paul emphasizes the importance of this journey, this transformative journey that begins. So baptism marks a new beginning or a reset pattern, as we indicated yesterday, a new start, a new beginning.
So if we understand,
so from that verse, we're saying it symbolizes cleansing and washing away of the past, a newness of life. So Paul emphasizes that baptism is not just about death with Christ, but also about resurrection into a new life, and then union with Christ, and then continuous renewal. So that's the symbolism that comes. In a sense, baptism serves as a lasting symbol of our continuous journey with Christ, reminding us of the transformation we experienced and the daily renewal we need to walk in the path of righteousness and grow closer to Him. So remember the spiritual discipline that we shared yesterday, Bible study, prayer, church attendance, are all those disciplines, and hence this spiritual journey, the growth in this spiritual journey.
Okay. So when one understands the symbolism of water, you know, how does it now deepen their appreciation of their own or others' baptism? When now we understand what water is, what it means, how does it now deepen our understanding of the whole baptism event?
Recognizing the layers of meaning in water symbolism can deepen appreciation for baptism by highlighting its transformative power and the commitment it represents. This understanding helps believers view baptism as more than a ritual. It's a profound personal decision with eternal significance, fostering a deeper respect for the experiences and faith journeys of others. Colossians 3 verse 12 says, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through your faith in the powerful work of God who raised him from the dead. So this verse symbol exemplifies baptism as a symbolic burial and a way to share in Christ's resurrection. So that's what we pick. Those are the implications of it.
Okay. So as we wrap up, Mfundiswami, one thing that you want our listeners to take out or take home with regards to water and its symbolism, what would that be?
Thank you so much. As indicated earlier, the understanding of it is a reminder that when one begins this journey, it's not an event, but it's the beginning of a lifetime journey of where one has to be mindful of the implications of it, aligning oneself with the biblical principles, aligning one's life goals with God's greater purposes. That symbolism of birth, as indicated, cleansing and washing away the past. Just as water physically cleanses, baptism symbolizes the washing away of our sins and past transgressions. So in our daily lives, this reminds us of the need for continual spiritual cleansing, letting go of guilt and embracing God's forgiveness. Then newness of life, as indicated, Paul emphasizes that baptism is not just about death with Christ, but also about resurrection. Rising from the waters of baptism represents emerging into a new life of faith, much like a fresh start. And this mirrors our daily need for renewal, where every day we seek strength to live in the newness of life, embracing God's grace and guidance to be transformed. Then the union with Christ.
Okay.
Being baptized ourselves with Christ's sacrifice and victory over sin. So those are the implications. Those are the important points that we need to remind each other, and the continuous renewal that comes, you know, through that constant communion with God. Those disciplines, spiritual disciplines that we shared yesterday and we continue to share.
Indeed. Mfundisi, thank you so much. I think we have learned a lot in terms of water as a symbol there. So I'm going to ask that, can you please close with a word of prayer as well?
Thank you so much. Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, Lord, I'm so thankful that for the lesson that has been delivered to us, a reminder of this continuous renewal that we need to be mindful of. Help us, Heavenly Father, as we engage in the spiritual disciplines of prayer, Bible study, joining the community of faith, church attendance, and all these that enhance our growth. Help us, Lord, to be renewed by your Spirit, to grow from strength to strength, and to deepen our relationship with you. Help us to grow each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Be blessed too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.